Hello everybody, it's Adam Roxby here from Harwich Peninsula, Friends of the Earth, and you join us on a beautiful day here in Harwich, and we are just heading over to St Helen's Green, near the treadmill crane on the coast of Harwich in Essex, where we are going to be planting some wildflower to try and help our bee population. Friends of the Earth here in Harwich managed to secure some 300 plants to be planted on this green, to try and provide a safe habitat and provide food and shelter for our beleaguered bee population. You know, protecting bees isn't just about winning victories such as we have nationally and globally with the EU ban on those neonicotinoid pesticides that have been proven to cause such terrible damage to bees and our indigenous bee population. But it's about providing safe habitats and providing comfort for our bee population here in our very own environment, in the very place where we live. So to that end, we're going to be beautifying this area of Harwich, turning it into a safe habitat for our bees, and hopefully getting some of the local people involved as well, because nothing really fosters a bit of community spirit and community ownership like getting some of the dog walkers and strollers out to help us with the planting. There's not going to be too much from the actual event itself, because there's going to be a dedicated YouTube video coming up in the coming days and weeks to give you the entire story about how our planting goes. But yes, I'm very much looking forward to it. You might be able to hear the waves lapping against the beach as I walk past. So just to give you a little bit of background to the Bee Cause campaign, which is what this is all part of. Friends of the Earth and other environmental campaigning groups across the country, and indeed across the world, started to notice this worrying decline in bee populations. Hives were being found empty and deserted, and scientists for a long while were baffled as to what was causing this. The impact of this and the importance of this is that bees are actually really important when it comes to pollinating our food. Not only is it very important for maintaining our security and maintaining our food supply, but estimates have been carried out and studies have shown that they actually contribute billions of pounds to our economy just for the work that they do in pollinating our flowers and pollinating our food supply. And as I said, one of the problems that was shown was to be these neonicotinoid pesticides which basically confuse them and damage them and cause these sort of terrible declines. We won a campaign along with our friends at Greenpeace and 38 Degrees and Avaz and a whole load of other campaigners who saw the dangers and saw the problem and decided to take action. So we got a landmark victory where now for 2 years these pesticides are not going to be used across Europe, which is a fantastic thing. But Friends of the Earth isn't going to stop there. We are committed to getting the government to introduce a national bee action plan. Wales has already started this process by introducing their own action plan, and we basically want the UK to take this issue a lot more seriously. So throughout this month there's going to be many, many groups up and down the country taking part in actions on bee security, on bee health, and to raise awareness to this issue. Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth has got some great events lined up this month, so please do head on over to our website to find out more about that. And our website is harwichfoe.co.uk. But again, it's, as I said, it's about doing the things that you can do in your own world. So if you have a garden, why not plant some flowers that are friendly to bees? And you can head on over to foe.co.uk to find out more about some of the plants that can help our bee population, and also get your hands on a nice bee saver kit. They're not that expensive and they give you all the information you need to try and do your bit in your own garden. So beyond that, we are, as a local group, trying to make Harwich one of the first bee-friendly towns in the country. And to do this, as I said, we're planting 300 bulbs, 300 flowers on this gorgeous day, and the local community are going to come out and help with the planting, and in the coming weeks help with the watering, and it's really going to be a fantastic way for the community to get involved, improve the appearance of this beautiful town and also to help our bee populations at the same time. So I'll head back and speak to you all again afterwards and let you know how we got on. So it's about an hour into the planting and it is going fantastic. We've already had members of the press down here taking photos and a member of Tendring District Council, which has very kindly supported our work here. So it's going really, really well. We've also had children from some of the local schools coming down to help the planting. And as you can see from the picture attached to this blog, the support has been fantastic. So I would encourage you all as well to have a look at the YouTube video that's going to be coming soon. And yeah, so how's it going? Let's have a little walk around and see what we can see. Well, there's, as I say, 300 plants are here ready to be planted, and we've got through maybe a quarter of them already. And so far there are 2, 4, 6, about 15 to 20 people here actively participating. We've also got a sign facing the beach, so anybody who wants to come down and have a look and see what we're doing and find out more information can read up and find out what sort of plants you can expect to see here in the coming weeks and as they start to grow and develop. So we'll give you another little update before the day is out, but if you are around, please do come down and have a look and appreciate the newly created wildflower bed. Well, you might be able to hear that the weather has taken a little bit of a turn. It's starting to get very blustery and windy. And so if you're having trouble hearing what I'm saying, then I apologise. But it's just, we've had a very lucky day with the weather. It's been a beautiful day and we have now finished the first stage of planting at the new wildflower planting area on the sea-facing side of St. Helens Green. Like I say, we've had fantastic support from the members of the public who have been very interested in what we're doing, and some children who came along to help. A member of Tendring District Council as well also came to lend a hand, and as I said before, we've got a YouTube video which is going to be up on the site hopefully within the next couple of days or so, showing what we've been getting up to. So hopefully you've been inspired to get involved and to come down and have a look, see what we've been doing. Over the next couple of weeks there's going to be plenty more of bee related actions, and so far as the new wildflower planting bed goes, that's going to take some tending. It's going to need watering and weeding, and we've got some more plants as well to add to it. So please do pop along and show your support and let's have a look at what we've created. And one more thing to say, this is actually a trial for the next 6 months, so if it's a success and if it takes off, which we're fairly sure it will, then we're going to expand this across Harwich. So many of the bland and boring green spaces that you see with just fresh cut grass are going to be transformed into something pretty amazing and pretty beautiful in the coming months, as we start to expand this project of creating safe and viable habitats for our beleaguered bees. So hopefully this has been interesting for you and you are hoping to come along and get involved. As always, you can visit our website at harwichfoe.co.uk and also find us on Twitter, where we are at harwichfoe. That's it for me, Adam Roxby, and I look forward to speaking to you all again really soon.